was pointing out that sometimes the cause of sexual anxiety is because of some type of trauma that one or both partners may have experienced at some point in the past. You know, that could be something as traumatic as incest. It could be something as traumatic as rape. And if any of these or both of these have occurred, because sometimes it could be some member of the family, whether immediate or extended, actually forcing themselves sexually into the person they victimize. So it can be incestuous rape. But whether it's one or both of those, something else that may have happened, that needs to be discovered. And that comes through fact-finding, asking questions. And instead of just jumping right in and telling the person, look, you know, the Apostle Paul said, you're no more your own. The wife is the husband's and the husband is the wife's. That's true. But you know what? That can only be true on paper when it comes to the two becoming one sexually, if there's some barrier standing in the way, preventing them from becoming one, and for her literally actually becoming his and him actually becoming hers. And it's okay. In fact, it's actually wise for us to acknowledge when we've discovered that there's something that either is or may be beyond our ability to help and refer. That's right. Refer the members of the congregation to someone who is well-trained to help them with whatever the issue is that they're going through. And then, if after they have been helped through that part of it, if they need any more help with the spiritual end of it, then the clergy, the pastor can get back involved and help with that end of it if that part is needed. It could well be that once the primary issues are resolved, the entire issue may be resolved. So just keep that in mind. But if you are the person who has experienced some type of traumatic experience, don't hesitate to seek out specialist advice yourself. Specialist advice. You need to be aware that even though clergy represent God himself, many clergymen are not trained to help with counseling issues, and especially with counseling issues that involve trauma. And that's not to criticize the clergy. That's not what they have been called to do. And there's more to counseling effectively than just letting someone else talk and we talk back. There's more to it than just a verbal exchange, even though it may be a friendly, caring exchange. There's just so much more to it than that. And that's not to say that people who have not gone to school for counseling cannot help in any counseling situations. That's not true either. There are situations where people who are not trained counselors can help in counseling situations. But there are others where they cannot help. And someone who has been trained as a counselor, whether you're talking about a counselor, you're talking about a psychologist, a sex therapist, what have you, sometimes they're the ones we need to go to. So, if you're based in the U.S., trauma, some type of sexual trauma or other trauma has been part of the equation of your life, you may want to consider contacting the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network Hotlines. The Rape Hotline, the Abuse National Network Hotline, the Incest National Network Hotline, whichever applies to you. But in most cases, as sex educator Amy Jo Goddard explains, the response is conditioned by the way in which we were brought up to think about certain aspects of sex in our own bodies and by social expectations that impact our relationship with our own sexuality. So, let's get ready to take a look at some tips about how to tackle these moments of uncertainty and worry, both before and during sexual encounters so that you can enjoy a happier, healthier sex life. And ladies and gentlemen, that is so critical because God truly has intended for us to enjoy sex. Those of you who have not become sexually active and you're planning to be married at some point in life, I want to first of all take my hat off to you for remaining a virgin. I'm talking to you males as well as females. I take my hat off to you for remaining virgins. I really wish I had remained a virgin until my day of marriage. But as a teenager, fell in love, and so I didn't wait. But it would have been great had I waited. So anyway, again, no need to beat yourself up if you have not waited. But if you have waited, don't let anyone pressure you. Don't let anyone pressure you into going ahead when you know you want to continue to wait. So, what are some of the reasons? What are some of the things that we can do to help ourselves have happier, healthier sex lives? Whether it is, you know, that sex life has become part of our life's equation at some point down in the future, or it is already part of our life's equation and we just need some improvement. Well, what about body image? That's often an important factor in achieving a healthy sex life. If we feel insecure about the way that our body looks, we may worry about whether or not our partner finds us attractive. And that is not at all conducive to enjoyment, because at the very least, it's going to be somewhere in the back of your mind. Even if you're trying not to think about it, you're putting some of your energies into trying not to think about it instead of just freely focusing on the enjoyment of the moment. That whole notion of, man, do I look good enough? Or, I know I don't look good enough. I know this is wrong with my body. That's wrong with my body. Even if that's happening only on a subconscious level, it is in the way. It's in the way. So, it's important to take the time to learn to appreciate your body, recognizing and embracing the fact that beauty can come in many shapes and many forms. Studies have noted that a significant number of men and women have body image issues, which might lead to all kinds of anxieties when the time comes to enjoy sexual intercourse. For instance, a study published in the Journal of Sex Research found that about a third of college women feel unhappy with how their body looks, and that this self-consciousness was detrimental to enjoying their time in bed with a partner. Now, don't get me wrong. I know that we should be waiting until we're married, and you've heard me talk about that on a number of cases before. But we also know that's not the way it actually turns out in real life. And so we're just talking about what is happening with sex and sexual anxiety, performance anxiety, as it is. But keeping in mind what you heard me say, even today, it is ideal to wait until you're married. And then, once you're married, to make sure that you only have sex with your spouse and never go outside that relationship. But isn't that interesting that a third of college women, 33% of college women in that study, felt unhappy with how their bodies looked. Young men enrolled in the military, again, a third of the participants had a poor image of their own genitalia, which often led to erectile dysfunction. There's an exercise that Amy Jo Goddard recommends in helping people become more comfortable with their bodies.